And here's part two of our interview with Mike Jones from Jones Family Well, speaking about his father and what the family is continuing to do.
Good.
What about before the march, though? I mean, I want to go back for a second. And were there people in the community that would just come up to, you know, the Jones family and say, hey, you know that's your father's property, right? Like, was there any instances of that going on within the family, or somebody call and say, hey, the stranger came up to me and said, are you a Jones?
Yes. So we've had a lot of people reaching out, wanting to help us. And one lady got online and said that there are burial sites under certain buildings of UH, and her ancestors were slaves that are under that, some of those buildings. And we've had people to actually help us, as gave us donations for the march, like water and dry goods. There were some good people coming out helping us, and we were getting funds from certain donations to our petition. So people in the community, yes, they are very helpful, and but the ones that actually know a little bit about it are the ones that won't say anything, right, that are not willing to tell us this and tell us that. But from our standpoint, we know more about the land now than ever before.
Mm-hmm. So also during your research, we understand that you guys have found out about quite a few new relatives that we didn't know we have. Like, talk to us about that.
New relatives. Yeah, there were some that kind of like trying to get on the bandwagon, but we're too smart for that. Yeah. We've learned our lesson. We did a family tree from the first generation and to the generation that's here now. And if you're not in any of those generations, then you're not a relative. And just because your last name is Jones, that don't mean you're a relative.
Right?
So, Common name.
So
there are plenty of Joneses out there.
So we've been in contact with some of them, and they're trying to tell their story, but none of their linkage line up with our linkage.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So jumping back, I realize we're back and forth, but this is typically how these things go, but we want to talk just real quick about when you guys started doing research and some of the people coming forward. Like, did you guys have like some like lawyers that, hey, presented themselves as such, but then you realize, wait a minute, like, hey, they're not really here to help us, or they were here to help and then all of a sudden they couldn't.
Right. We had some that just took our money. They were stopped with some of the process, and then just tell us how much money we owed them for this many hours that they worked on their research. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a lot of that, and we got burned real bad with some of it. And then also we had people that wanted to do some telemarketing that tried to scam us. We had to cut that short. And just people, as lawyers, you know, you know when they're not trying to help you. And as somebody telemarketing, saying they're a telemarketer, they could get us help, we caught that right off the bat and got rid of that person. So yes, there's been lawyers that has gotten money from us and hasn't did anything. Yes, maybe they got us for maybe about $3,000 one year. But we got smarter and just stopped with those. We figured no one in Huntsville is going to help us because they're aligned with that college out there. So, and they don't want to go against the city of Huntsville. So we kind of backed off and start doing things privately and brainstorming the next move we'll do. And you know, for one instant, we just backed off completely until we heard about Bruce's Beach. And that's when we got motivated again.
Well, that leads us into our second part of
Yeah, it does.
leads us good
Right?
transition on into our
Nice
next
segue, huh? That was a good
good
one.
transition on to our next set of questions. So we have to talk about where's my land? So how did you all get involved with the organization Where's My Land?
Well, that's the thing. The sixth generation, seventh generation, which is you guys, they were looking at YouTube and the news at some point, and they saw this Bruce's Beach situation, and the Where's My Land was advocating for him, so that's how it actually started. We contacted them, Kevon Ward, which was the president and CEO of the company, and she asked for certain documents, and we send her documents, and she said that yes, y'all fit into our system as far as eminent domain, because that's what Bruce of the Beach was about, eminent domain. So that's how it started.
Okay, so eventually, when they decided to take a case, you guys had to sign a contract, right?
That's correct.
And I think I just want to say this real quick. I think that is very important for people to know that when they're looking for an advocate, well, one, it's a good lesson to be careful of the lawyers that you pick and think of it that way and really do your research. But then when you're going for an advocate, there is going to be contract. It is a business transaction at that point. It's not just they're there out of the kindness of their heart. Correct?
That's correct.
It's a for-profit business. And I think that's something that people don't think about. You know, they see a lot of good work being done. So in our heads, we automatically think, oh,
Yeah, there
you
is.
know, they're living off the donations and things like that. But then in the contract, you see that no, if settlements are made, if an arrangement is made, they're entitled to a determined amount.
3%.
Yeah.
Right. So
So
in this case was three
it was
percent.
3%.
Three percent.
And it never, unfortunately, it's open-ended. Even if the contract ends, that 3% is still a part of it.
Correct.
Okay. So going still on the topic of where's my land? So what are some of the things that were the organization actually did for you guys? Some I mean you guys got sent to some events and stuff like that, right? Correct?
Yes, they did some good stuff for us. They put us in the limelight as far as the local news. We went to Las Vegas and for help, trying to advocate for lawyers at Loyola Marymount Law School. They did research for us. They fact checked our research and did their own research and gave a summary summaries of what happened, who was fraudulent in receiving money. And as far as getting into the limelight with the New York Times and National Geographic did a film on us, they did some pretty good advocacy for us, because that's where we're at today. Without them, I think we wouldn't have been that far.
Absolutely,
Absolutely.
because they really did throw the family into the social media spotlight,
Absolutely.
and then again in print and across the nation.
So, now Where's My Land also gave you guys the idea of the marching on UAH, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so talk to us about that, the organizing and how all that went. Was that like that was you guys got the assistance of a lot of community members, correct?
That's correct. And the way it happened, they came up with the idea, but we facilitated here on the ground here. My sisters and my brothers and my nieces and my nephews, we all was a part of it. And but they came up with the idea. And collaboration is the key to a lot of things. So they collaborated. We mainly had boots on the ground here, and we contacted the church that we marched from, and the pastor talked to the pastor that give us permission to use his church to be upholsters. But we were the facilitators of the march because we were here on the ground. But of course, Where's My Land? They came that day and did the filming with National Geographic, and we did a live radio time with one of the Los Angeles reporters. So it was a collaboration.
Okay. So you mentioned National Geographic. So what exactly was the details with them? Were you filming a documentary, correct? What I understand.
That's correct. We entered into paperwork documentation with them as well. They came out to my home and made my home like a studio, like a,
Transformation there over there.
absolutely. I didn't even know my own home for a
Yeah, you
minute.
thought you was a movie star? Thought you was a movie star, right?
So,
Like we filming today. Okay, yeah.
yes, but it was so necessary. And they interviewed three of the siblings, myself, JT, one of my brothers, and my sister Brenda. They interviewed us in different type of settings and different positions of the home, one at a time. And it was a great day for that, because anytime you get a documentary, it's great.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now comes the elephant here.
Yeah, we got to
So
get to
but
the
we got
hard
to get to the
part.
hard part here. So the end of the relationship with Where's My Land? What happened? Like that it caused the end of the relationship with Where's My Land?
The ending relationship with them was, well, I mean, it's a really surreal kind of ending, because we didn't understand at what point that our personal lives or anybody in our family personal lives was a concern for them. And that's what mainly happened. One of our nephews had some problems with the law, and it was kind of horrific situation with him. But that was way before we met Where's My Land. And so his estranged ex-wife came on talking about the situation to some of the social media. And right then and there, when we told them, she was upset about it, the president of Where's My Land. And at that point, she said, we can no longer proceed with your campaign because of that incident. And that was it. I mean, the whatever was bothering her is, and that was personal on our part, it it was too personal for her, and the estranged ex-wife downloaded things to her, cases involving her, my nephew,
Personal business.
right, that had nothing to do with what we're doing.
Right.
And so we didn't understand that part, but you know, I gotta say, I mean, we don't know about what's going on in an organization like that. So we just had to do what we had to do. I mean, and keep going. So we just kept going and trying to do things on our own,
Sure.
which we're doing good with family now. We trust one another. We help one another, and we do what is necessary to keep awareness for this family.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for people to also see that side of getting help from an advocacy place like that, because I'm sure they asked you in an initial interview when you guys were first, presenting your case to them, because it had happened some years ago and had nothing to do with your father, and your father had passed away so long ago that this was such a personal matter. And to protect the people that it happened to, there was no reason to bring it up. So to have the estranged ex-wife come in and talk to the president as she did, it was shocking, for one, at least for me, being on the other side of it and seeing it. It was completely shocking, and it threw me for a loop, because one had nothing to do with the other.
Correct.
And this was a case, that has been tried, and what was done, and it has, again, as you said, it has nothing to do with what the family was doing to move on.
Absolutely.
So to get an email from her saying that she was ending the contract, and truthfully, the contract was up within a few days, to be honest. When you look at the date, the contract, it was in a point of where it needed to be renewed, and I believe that everybody thought it was going to be renewed, and then this happened to come up at a time, and instead of being with the family and discussing it with the family, and really getting the details and having an open conversation about it, it was just a clear cut, we're done here. And it was very abrupt, and it was also public.
Yes.
And that was hard for the family to.
Digest.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, being public, I don't think it was should have been public like that, because that's personal on my nephew's behalf. I
Yes.
mean, you know, she could have just say, "Hey, look, this is how we're going to spend this," but
Right.
they preferred to put it right there in the open.
They did. And that was I didn't yeah, I it still to this day rubs me the wrong way, because it wasn't on them to do that. Nobody else knew about it other than the parties involved, of course. So
Absolutely.
it wasn't something that needed to even be truly associated with Willie Jones.
Not at all.
And so that was very disappointing. And so we had gotten together, and we got a press release out to counteract it, because this press release that they sent out went to the New York Times, it went on Twitter, it went everywhere. And so the Jones family, had to get up and speak about it.
Right. And from
Correct.
obviously the family's perspective, you know, that statement could have been seen as very damaging to the cause of what we're trying to do, and distracting the
Absolutely.
main thing of what the Jones family is actually trying to accomplish. And so, as you said, we coming out with our own press release to be able to shed some clarity. And we have to say this, the response from the public was very supportive.
Absolutely.
So, I
It
mean,
was.
I don't know if there's anything you can say to that, with anything to say to the support you guys got from the public.
Correct.
It was At least what we saw on the social media,
Yeah, it was
yeah,
definitely in support
the
of the family.
responses, the typical response was, "What does that have to do with
With
have to do
anything.
with anything?" That was the standard response from the public. What does this have to do with anything? The whatever the situation was is done and over years ago. So why is this important? So, but it's also important to get all that out there for the people to hear.
It is. There was nothing. The family wasn't hiding anything.
Right.
It,
No, we're trying to be transparent as possible. I mean, but those type of personal issues, I mean, who if what family would talk about that? No one.
exactly. And what family is so perfect that they don't have issues?
In the past, right.
Yeah, and so that raises the point, well, how perfect does a family have to be in order to be represented by anyone?
Yes, I mean, we all have fell short of God's glory. We all
Absolutely.
are we all have committed sin, but Jesus paid the price for that. So as a Christian myself, it didn't faze me because I know God has a greater calling, and the greater calling was that the family stuck together. And we're still together, and our family is still advocating for ourselves, and we're getting about as much done without an advocacy. God is good. I mean, all the time.
All
So
yes.
we got to stay on that higher plane because God has reasons to do things. Sometimes we don't know what those reasons are, but sometimes we'll see them, and then we'll say to ourselves, God is good. And I got to say, being the man who I am, God is good because I've seen a lot of stuff in my time and probably will see a lot more. But I'm gonna stay with God and my home is gonna
Yeah.
have God in this home. So our family is gonna fight and we're gonna keep fighting until justice is served.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. And that's the thing. I think the family did take a stance, that which was meant to destroy, made everybody stronger. And we had a moment. I think, you can attest to that. You and the siblings had a moment. And
Absolutely.
we would sit there and go, okay, let's take the weekend, let's take
Yep.
the week, let's breathe it out, let's talk, let's cry, let's let that portion of this fight, this season go, and let's move on to the next one. And I think that's exactly what the family has been doing.
Absolutely.
So, we talked about all that stuff. We talked about the Where's My Land? And so now we want to get into the last part of the interview, which is where we ask the question, now what? So the media responses to is that Where's My Name?
Yeah.
Okay,
So,
so
and we talked about the
we
media
talked about that.
response.
Okay.
The and it was, I mean, we had you had some more articles put out that, elaborated as far as saying that you're no longer working with Where's My Land, but they did us justice in a way. They did the family justice in a way by putting press out there to show that you guys were continuing the fight.
Right.
So there's the next question of lawyers. So you guys right now are actively looking for lawyer representation.
Very active.
Okay. And so obviously that's something that obviously in the past it's have you get well excuse me, not even in the past, the present now, some of the lawyers have said it's going to be a little bit of work, correct? This is what it boils down to.
Correct. And they just too easy to draw the money in. There, some of them are, you can tell when they just wanted money, when they'll say, well, I need a $500 retainer. Then
Right.
you know you're going to get it. They're going to put it to you. So you got to be careful, and we are careful about what they say and how they say it. And what we're looking for as a family, we were looking for attorneys to do like a, if you get this, we get this.
Yes. We don't get paid unless you do. Those
Absolutely. And
types. So yeah.
we're looking for real estate attorneys that know real estate, that know the values of a well that's been pumping water for 60 odd years. We're looking for those type of attorneys, maybe civil rights. We're just looking for the ones that have years of experience, basically.
Okay. And that makes sense. And that makes sense. So what about advocacy groups? Are you guys actually looking for more a another advocacy group too, or because
No,
obviously there was a Where's My Land, but
think we got a advocacy group with here in our own family. Their work has done more in the short time than any advocacy group that I know of. And I mean, it's they're all well, they were always there, but God had a plan for them to actually open their life. And I'm speaking to them right now. I mean, you never
can't
know
make the interviewers tear up, man. Come on, Dad. Stop this. It's not how it's supposed
who. You
to
never know what God has plans for you until something like this happened.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We really do.
And we're happy to help. I know
Okay.
all of it lit a fire under our butt,
Yeah.
basically, and
Yeah.
we were like, this isn't gonna happen to our family.
Yeah, I heard that. So
And we're very proud of our nieces and nephews more than you guys would ever know. We're very proud that you guys came together and figured a plan to go forward. And if I die today, I'll die a happy uncle because all the technology that y'all bring to the family and the experience and the patience. I'm very proud.
Well, we're very proud of you too. I mean, we talk all the time. You guys were doing research before the internet. I mean, that's old school research,
it is.
and you
Yeah,
have,
much harder.
yeah,
That
I
was
mean,
much harder.
and you guys have really had to stand up and do scary things. I mean, just organizing a march, speaking at a rally, getting, walking. I mean, in this climate, it's so volatile. So to do those things and speak up and not stop is just it's courage, and it's an example of courage. And then you turn around and encourage all the grandkids and your nieces and nephews and let us, bring things to the table, and really everybody has taken their skills and come together and made use of that social media so that we can get the story out.
Absolutely.
So pushing to look forward to pushing forward toward the end of this, the things you guys have done in the past few weeks here. So I understand letting the people know, hey, the city council meeting. You guys went to a city council meeting. How'd that go?
It went very well. I mean, we went very professionally. We laid out the groundwork. They listened. We gave them folders with certain documents for all the council members. And the applause that we're getting for that is outstanding. I mean, we're doing the right things. I mean, we're trying to be cordial, trying to be professional with this corporation. And by any means, we're not a family that's going to threaten you with anything. We're going to come to you with professionalism, and we're going to talk professional. This generation did not do anything to our family. It was generations before them. But now they got a chance to be on the right side of history. They got a chance to do something great for this city and make the city greater. But it's up to them,
So what do you guys see as like what's next? Like what are some of the things you're hoping to do next?
Well, I mean, we're gonna keep pushing. We're gonna keep fighting for justice. We're gonna bring new ideas to the table, new documents for these council members. I mean, we're gonna call more attorneys. We're gonna seek the things out that we need for this family so we can end this with the siblings here today. We need to end this today. We don't want our nieces and nephews being plagued with this injustice in their lifetime. We want to end it now while we're living. And so that means we will not stop.
Yeah, because that I think that kind of answers the last question. But what are the hopes for the Jones
We,
family? Like, what are the hopes?
our family, we, the siblings went through the horrific things, but it made us stronger. And some of the things that we're doing comes from the DNA we have. If you think about the ancestors that went to the state capital after Reconstruction, and there's only one reason they did that, to make laws for the city that they're from. So they were compassionate about people in their city, to go there and risk being killed by some of the Southern people that were still mad about the Civil War being lost. So if you think about those great ancestors that put their lives on the line and willing to make the community better for not only African Americans, but for all people. So if you think about your ancestors doing those things, it just makes you stronger.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you ever think about what your dad might say, like about all of this, about you guys getting together, about the family fighting together? What do you think he would say about that?
My dad was smart. He kept us together for a reason. And that reason is what you see today. We're together. We're fighting for his legacy. We're fighting for the legacy going forward. And that's you guys. So my dad was smart, even though certain relatives wanted to separate us. But my dad kept us together. He was a smart man. He knew one day we would find out of the injustice they had done to him.
Okay, maybe I think that's about it.
Yeah,
You got anything else?
Uncle, is there anything that you would like to say to about this situation, or and to people going through it? Because there's so many around that you've met several families that are going through similar situations across the country. So, what would you like to say to people either starting it or going through it?
Well, just reach out to the Jones family, and we're a compassionate family about this situation. We're here to help anybody that needs help, that needs questions how to proceed with their problems. We're here for discussion with them on how to move and then motivate. We're a family that hasn't given up, and our sending off to those families, don't give up. Keep searching. I mean, have the will to keep marching forward. I mean, it's gonna the good times are coming. You're gonna find justice at some point or another. But don't give up. Keep praying to God first. Love your family and just keep justice in mind that it will be coming.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you very much for the interview, Uncle Mike. We really do.
Yeah.
Shedding some light on the situation. And we will be putting this out for the masses to see.
Yeah, we will.
We're But no, thanks a lot. For those who are watching, we appreciate you guys tuning in, watching this presentation of our Uncle Mike, Michael Jones, discussing the Jones family and the stolen land that they're fighting to get some type of answer to. So we definitely, for those watching, go to find us on TikTok,
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagrams.
It's all under at Jones Family
Jones
Well.
Family Well.
And you can also use the hashtag Justice for Willie Jones or hashtag Jones Family Well.
Yep. So that's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for watching. Signing off for DM Watts. I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you guys.